WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There was a record number of volunteers and a record response to this year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce survey of business owners and employees. The results presented by Chamber President Glenn Brewer to Brazos County Commissioners were almost entirely positive. A continuing concern is the lack of qualified applicants for construction jobs.
In 2016, under construction, only 25% of the people surveyed in construction thought that they were getting quality applicants, and it's 26% this year.
This comes with the projection of more construction jobs coming to the Twin Cities.
60% thinks that there's going to be an increase in construction employees compared to 42% last year. So we know there's a lot of construction going on.
This year's results were based on 53 responses from those in construction. Overall, almost 200 volunteers visited nearly 1,200 businesses, collecting responses from 1,000 owners and employees. The president of Texas A&M told the Board of Regents yesterday among the biggest challenges to continued growth is reducing the ratio of students to faculty, which Michael Young says means hiring more faculty.
If we simply went to the UT faculty ratio, we would have to increase our faculty size by 28%. If we went to our Vision 2020 peers, we would have to increase our faculty size by a third.
Joining Michael Young in requesting more faculty was the leader of the A&M Health Science Center, Dr. Carrie Byington.
For College of Medicine, we have one of the largest colleges of medicine in the United States with 800 students. We have 168 employed faculty members. For a College of Medicine our size, we would be expected to have 1,600 employed faculty members.
Byington says the HSC has about 13 students per faculty member, where the ratio at other centers is 2 students per faculty member. The city of Bryan has announced 2 new department heads. The new Parks and Recreation Director is Linda Cornelius, who city manager Keene Register says comes from similar positions in Highland Village, north of Dallas, and Bernie.
She served as a recreation superintendent for the city of College Station. We look forward to having Linda join us and continue the progress made in Parks and Recreation.
And the new manager at Coulter Field Airport is Brandon Reed. After graduating from Texas A&M, Reed was in the Air Force, logging 2,500 hours as a navigator, and after that spent time at the Pentagon. Around 3 inches of rain this week in Brazos County isn't enough to remove drought concerns. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware told county commissioners that they were preparing to ask for a burn ban before this week's rain.
The scale ranges from 0 to 800, with 800 being on the high side, and we're about 666 before the rains yesterday. So that we're looking for that scale to go down some.
According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, Robertson and Waller counties are among 90 in the state that remain under a burn ban. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Back to school is here, and there are great deals at the Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store. College students, you'll find young adult clothing, shoes and accessories, Aggie apparel, household items, and students with valid IDs receive a 25% discount. Plus, get extra savings during tax-free weekend, August 11th and 12th. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. Like us on Facebook to check out new merchandise. Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store, located at 2814 Cabot Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hurricane Franklin's passed well to our south and entered Mexico. It's actually headed towards Mexico City. We're underneath high pressure, and we'll see sunshine along with some passing clouds today. warms up. We're 95 to as warm as 100 in a few spots. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. There'll be more sun Saturday, and it's hot, highs 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from some of the Aggie football players on how things are going at training camp. Meanwhile, the Stros dropped another one to the White Sox in Chicago, while the Rangers picked up a win over the Mets. And Deshaun Watson had a strong performance for the Texans, but it wasn't enough as they fell to Carolina in the first game of their preseason. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, that was such a nail-biter. I don't know. What was the score?
It was 27-17.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I missed it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was watching The Real Housewives of New York.
Well, there, of makes course.
Y'all, makes y'all feel any better. I missed it too, and I'm actually a big Texans fan. So.
Okay. All right. So The Real Housewives of New York.
Yes. Which most of them aren't wives. They're all divorced, but yes.
Now, do you watch, now they've done Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've done in Los Angeles? Is
that
right?
Well, they do Orange County and Beverly Hills.
Of course, because there's
so much.
Yeah,
they have two in California.
Now, how many housewives are on each of the shows?
Usually it averages like 6 to 8.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is it them getting together and drinking coffee and talking, or is them interacting with each other?
Things a little stronger than coffee.
Oh, okay.
It kind of goes around their normal lives, but during each season, they go on at least one trip, whether it's to Bali or, you know.
And they go with each other?
And they go with each other, and then that's where the real drama happens.
Okay. And their families are just the housewives?
Usually, it's on the trip, it's just the wives.
Oh, so that's why they're doing it. So
right.
They get a good trip
paid
for, and they don't have to worry about
and
husbands
I think
and kids.
Most of them are friends in real life,
okay.
But some of them I don't think are, and they just kind of have to put on a show for the recording season.
All right, so now, and then how does the series end each year? I mean, this is not a competition, right?
Correct. It's okay. Just a quote-unquote reality show.
All right.
But usually once, you know, it ends with kind of a finale, which was last night, and then they'll come back for, Bravo really gets into it, they'll come back for a reunion show. So they get them all in this room together and hash out the whole season. And there's lots of crying and yelling and cussing. And
okay.
It's all very exciting.
Now, do you watch each one of the franchises?
I mean, not all of them. Okay. And I don't watch them religiously.
But
New York was on last night. So, yeah.
Okay. And is it because, you know, the thing that was fascinating mm-hmm. about soap operas
right.
is that, excuse me, daytime dramas,
mm-hmm.
is that you can watch them and then leave for 3 months and come back.
Oh, yeah.
And you haven't really missed that much.
Right. So every once in a while, they'll get a new housewife or someone will leave the show, probably because just they're sick of the crap.
Right.
So if you come back, there may be someone new you kind of have to catch up on. But,
okay.
yeah, you definitely don't have to watch
every week.
Single
okay.
week
right.
if you don't want to.
Okay. And do kids or husbands ever actually show up on the show that you talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No. They show up. I mean, there's a few that probably don't want to be on the show, and so they're not. But, yeah, there's definitely it's not just the wives.
Okay.
So.
Now, how do they choose them?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if Bravo reaches out to certain people that they know have money. Because they did this in Dallas, but it only lasted one season. And I'm thinking that people with real money in Dallas don't want to be on TV don't care about being
right.
on TV.
Yep.
You have to find people with enough money, but with not enough self-confidence that they don't want to be on the show.
And that's called nouveau riche. Those are people who are newly rich.
Right.
They're not old money.
Mm-hmm. True. So, exactly. So,
right.
yeah, Dallas only lasted a season.
Yeah,
wasn't crazy enough.
Yeah, see, and that's the other thing.
Because you've got to get people who will act a fool on camera and just get drunk and fall in bushes because that's what, you know, gets the ratings.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate
hey,
the
there's our
the
update on The Real
on
Housewives. Yeah.
I knew it'd been around a while, and I figured.
It has. Some of these ladies, because they'll flash back to previous season.
Uh-huh.
Some of the ladies on New York have been on it since 2009.
Any work done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, well, there you are.
Do you have to even ask?
So that's, that's great. Well, that's why you watch that, so I don't have to. That's good.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
If y'all talk about that again, wake me up when we talk about space.
Yeah, we'll do that. So a guy from Wood River, which is outside of St. Louis, has been charged with the armed robbery was arrested after he reported his own crime to police in his hometown on Friday night. This Einstein is named Joshua Franklin. He's 19. Was in the East Alton police station less than an hour after police say that he robbed a convenience store. "I've seen some strange things," says Deputy Daniel Bunt, "but this one is stranger than most robberies." Wood River Police were called to the market for the robbery shortly after 8 o'clock, and officers obtained a description and surveillance images of suspect, who was later spotted near the high school. Well, shortly afterwards, police received a call from another nearby town's policeman saying that they had found a guy who matched the description of that holdup that they had there, and that the man wanted to report a robbery in Wood River, the one that he committed. The man had changed his shirt.
Oh, good.
But he didn't do anything else to change his appearance. It appears that Mr. Franklin attempted to report as a witness to the crime and that he would be able to recognize the perpetrator. However, when the police looked at the video, they recognized him as the perpetrator. So trying to be a witness to a crime that you committed does not get you off. He's been charged with armed robbery. He's held in jail. $125,000 bail. They're going, what?
Wow.
We saw you in the video, but you weren't the guy who was holding him up.
No, right. No.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't know there was a camera.
Okay. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Info?
Mason.
And so he was trying to be a good Samaritan, I guess. That's where we go with that. Sure.
Yeah. Just trying to do the right thing and turn in somebody other than me.
Well, and he probably thought changing his shirt was going to throw him off, right?
It's not me.
Yeah.
I'm wearing this shirt.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get 0 money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 10th of August. It's day 143. We got 222 of them to go. Here's a day you can celebrate without getting off the couch. It's Lazy Day.
Oh.
All right.
Chelsea, you don't get to do that, right?
I do not get to be lazy for the next 7 days.
You get to pull a double for seven
days.
Yeah,
it's fine. I've been taking a lot of vacation lately.
To store it up, that's right. Well, here, celebrate with S'mores Day today.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
And, you know, and they've gotten to the point now, you know, where they have giant marshmallows that are, big. And that's not what it's about.
No, that just makes it messy.
Right, because don't they make square ones now that are just shaped for the s'more?
Well, you wouldn't want the little snowflakes.
Just taking away my childhood.
That's right. They're changing your childhood.
Yeah.
You can go back and see, now you can do that. Well, back when I was a little girl, ..
The marshmallows were round.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason or other, it's Duran Appreciation Day, and they're a fine group and all that. But,
yeah. I told you about the story about how when my band played at Antone's in Austin, Duran was there, and those guys actually said they liked my music.
Well, there you go. Good for them.
Cool.
Good for you. Good for them. So it's this is their day. It's a Skyscraper Appreciation Day. We don't really have those around here.
Nah.
It's a Candid Camera Day. This is the anniversary of when Candid Camera started on TV. And it's National Spoil Your Dog Day. So there you go.
Aww.
So there. Take care of your puppies. All right.
I just started subscribing to BarkBox, which is a monthly subscription, and they send your puppy treats and toys
Get
every month.
Get out of here.
Yep. And they're themed. So we just started. I got the first one in July, and it was cowboy themed.
Uh-huh.
So she got like a little stuffed boot.
Okay.
And then a little hedgehog that was dressed up like a cowboy. And then the treats were kind of flavored like pork and beans, and there was like a beef jerky one. So I'm super excited to get August's box. I think I get as excited as she does.
A hedgehog.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, like a little hedgehog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you can tell them what size your dog is.
Oh.
So the bigger dogs get bigger toys, and the smaller dogs get smaller toys.
Very good. That's called what?
It's called Bark Box.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
I don't think they could have one for felines, or they have to call it Cat Box.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's a cat subscription.
Yeah, that'd be called something else.
Yeah.
Like kitty litter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, birthdays.
Birthdays, we got Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
She's 20.
Finally. Oh,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I watched Life of Kylie the other day. She has her own reality show now.
Right.
Yeah. She just wants people to know that she's just like them.
Yeah.
Of course she is.
Sure.
Yeah.
We all have a billion Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Lucas Till is 27. He's the new MacGyver. He was also in the X-Men movies, the most recent ones.
Mm-hmm.
Brenton Thwaites is 28. He was Harry Turner in the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Okay.
Joanna Garcia is 38. She was on Reba. She was Cheyenne.
Oh, yeah.
And also played Ariel on Once Upon a Time, the mermaid. Angie Harmon is 45 from Law & Order.
She's from Dallas, Texas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Thoreau is 46. He's an actor and a writer, and he's also married to Jennifer Aniston.
Luckiest man on earth.
Good for him,
yeah.
The original Bachelor, Alex Michael, is 47. Today.
Really?
And apparently still single, they say. That's what they say.
Well, he is the original Bachelor,
Didn't work out for him.
Well, yeah. No. And how long ago was The Bachelor? I mean, who knows?
Long time.
I was going to say he was probably at least in his 20s.
Yeah.
So
you could do like an update.
Yeah. Michael Bivins is 49. He's the Biv in Belle Biv DeVoe.
Uh-huh.
Antonio Banderas is 57.
Uh-huh.
Rosanna Arquette of the Arquettes is 58.
Well, and of the song Rosanna.
Yeah, that's right. I think she inspired a couple of songs,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Yep.
Riddick Bowe is 50.
Boxer dude.
Yep, heavyweight champ. Ian Anderson is 70, the band leader of Jethro Tull. He's the guy that played the flute.
Yeah, and he's like I have to go look it up. He has some strange, like salmon farm or something.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of money doing that on the side.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Spector is 74 of the Ronettes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
74. And you miss Mama June Shannon.
Oh,
Honey Boo Boo.
Mama June.
I had a story about her yesterday I didn't get to.
She's lost a lot of weight or something.
Yeah, I think so. She had a lot to lose.
Her show's been picked up for another season of like the hot, not to hot or something like that.
Oh, God.
No fun. All right, 6:23.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has a new excuse for why Congress, after 8 long months and 7.5 years of promising that they can't get their act together when it comes to the simple process of repealing, replacing Obamacare. It's Donald Trump's fault. He was in Kentucky Tuesday night. Part of the reason, I think, is that the storyline is we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things that need to be done by a certain point. And our new president, of course, he's not been in his line of work before in the swamp and the sewer like me. And I think he had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Really, McConnell? 7.5 years to work on one issue and you blow it and you blame Trump?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. You know, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest, and most inexpensive way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. And you get free online design consultation. You also get free samples. And the best part is every order gets free shipping. And of course, at Blinds.com, their prices, they're unbeatable. Now through August the 21st, you're going to get huge site-wide savings plus an additional 5% on top of that just by using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity for an additional 5% off their huge site-wide sale.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Well, if you work a certain kind of job, it might be acceptable to throw back a couple of drinks, maybe on a sales meeting with a client at lunch, or maybe you craft something at your own home and there's no problem there. But there are certain professions where it's just simply not acceptable. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, I'd understand if a patient did this before going to the dentist. Whatever you need to do to get through it, I'm definitely a sufferer of dental anxiety. But if you are the dentist, that's a different story. Gregory Bellotti is a dentist in Adams Township, Pennsylvania, about 20 miles north of Pittsburgh, and he recently tried to work on several patients while he was drunk. And I mean really drunk. See, back in March, one of his employees called 911 after he came back from lunch hammered. He was supposed to see six more patients that day, but all dodged a major bullet because when the cops tested him, his blood alcohol level was more than 5 times the legal limit to drive. The exact number was 0.418, which can be fatal. Apparently, he didn't actually work on anybody's teeth. A staff member found him passed out in a dental chair, and his next patient was still waiting in the next room. Lucky for that patient. He told the cops later he chugged an entire bottle of vodka on his lunch break. Now his dental license has been suspended. And late last month, he was charged with reckless endangerment and public drunkenness. So this is a common problem for the guy. He's due in court next month. Let's hope he gets the help and the care that he needs. And let's hope that until then, he never works on anybody's teeth again. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Bentley Nettles about VA and how to apply for Medicaid, audible hearing, and core performance. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, your local Nationwide agents. Are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, 97 or so, and we're going to stay that way all the way through the weekend. Just plain old hot. I mean, they do mention maybe a 20% chance of showers, but don't count on it. Heat index around 106 today, and we'll be up to 109 for a heat index tomorrow is what they're telling us. So make plans accordingly. And currently, right, we've got the calm winds, 93% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 78 out there.
I'm Ross A.K. with Your Money Now. A transgender woman and her husband are suing Amazon, accusing the company of subjecting them to severe harassment and physical threats when they both worked at the retailer's warehouse in Kentucky. The lawsuit filed in federal court states they were taunted by co-workers and supervisors. Krispy Kreme's adding a new donut to the menu, but only for 3 days. To mark the moon blocking out the sun August 21st, you can treat yourself to an original donut, but with its golden glow covered with chocolate glaze. The North Korea threat cast a shadow over markets. On global markets, the strong rhetoric and sharp increase in tensions drove investors out of stocks and other risky assets and into textbook safe havens like gold and treasuries. Defense stocks spiked, with Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and Northrop Grumman all hitting record highs and ending the day 1 to 2.5% higher. But the Dow ended Wednesday's session 36 points lower, the S&P 500 off fractionally, and the Nasdaq closed off 18 points. Futures are pointed downward. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Each summer, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents brings in the leaders of the universities and system agencies to review budgets for the next fiscal year, which is about to begin. The leaders of the flagship campus and the Health Science Center both told the Regents a continuing issue to increase enrollment is reducing the ratio of students to faculty. A&M President Michael Young told the Regents it's something he promised the new provost, who is coming to Aggieland from Michigan, which has a much lower ratio.
If we went to the Michigan rate, we would have to double the size of our faculty. We would have to increase our faculty by 92%.
Dr. Carrie Byington at the Health Science Center says they have six times the students per faculty member compared to other centers.
We're currently at 13 students per faculty member. However, in health science centers, this is usually much closer to two faculty members per student.
Byington says the College of Medicine has 168 faculty members when it should have 1,600. Nearly 1,200 local businesses were visited March 30th by nearly 200 volunteers from the Chamber of Commerce to gauge the economic climate. The results of the annual Chamber Day survey were announced at this week's County Commission meeting. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says the vast majority expects a better year this year.
81% expect the local economy to go up, and only 3% expect our local economy to decrease in the coming year.
Brewer says sales are doing well as this year as 2016.
You could say that 57% said that they had increased, 13% had decreased, and 26% stayed the same. Looking back in previous years, you know, we had had in 14 and 15 around 66% saying that sales had increased, and we had a dip last year, and we were kind of wondering about that. You know, one year does not make a trend, but we said, let's see what happens next year, and we'll see. And you can see, I think that has kind of leveled out.
Almost half of local business owners expect to add employees this year.
In 2016, we had 45% said they expected an increase, and that's the same this year. Only 2% expect their employees to decrease, and so I think that's a very important number.
The only concern was 26% of those representing construction companies thought they were getting qualified applicants for what Brewer said was a growing number of construction jobs. The city of Bryan has a new Parks and Recreation director.
We're pleased to announce the new Parks and Recreation director is Linda Cornelius, who is anticipated to start on October 2nd. Linda is currently the Parks and Recreation director at the city of Highland Village, and prior to her seven-year tenure there, she served as the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Burney.
City Manager Keene Register also brought up her experience as a recreation superintendent in College Station. The city of Bryan has also announced a new manager at Coulter Field Airport. Brandon Reed is retired from the Air Force, most recently at the Pentagon, where he was a member of the Air Force Air Staff. Reed received his bachelor's degree at Texas A&M. Before this week's rainfall, Brazos County commissioners were told they were going to ask to bring back a burn ban. The county's Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Jason Ware, says the drought index, which goes up to 800, was at 666 before the rain.
Right around about 600 is where we really start tracking it. Anything over 500 is considered dry and is a potential fire danger. Conditions are definitely still dry, even though it's still wet. It'll dry out in a couple of days or so.
90 counties remain under a burn ban, according to the Texas A&M Forest Service. Among them are Robertson and Waller counties. A Texas Senate committee has approved a compromise bill designed to limit but not prohibit cities from blocking tree demolition on private property.
Governor Abbott says local tree ordinances are a violation of private property rights and are partly to blame for the skyrocketing price of new homes. But Dave Klontz, the former mayor of the Austin suburb of Westlake Hills, says that's a ridiculous argument.
Prohibiting the removal of large heritage trees is not a violation of your constitutional rights. It's not a taking. It's not eminent domain. It does not deny all economic benefit of your property is prohibited by the Constitution.
The compromise only blocks cities from preventing the removal of trees under 2 feet in diameter and caps, but does not outlaw mitigation fees. This may not be enough to avoid a gubernatorial veto. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Police commanders in Houston say order numbers taken from the Whataburger restaurants cannot be used to highlight evidence at crime scenes. That's after concerns were raised that the orange-colored tents amounted to a police endorsement. Yesterday's announcement followed a shooting death last March where officers who were waiting for crime scene investigators wanted to mark bullet casings and other evidence and borrowed the order numbers from a nearby Whataburger. Photos of the markers received online attention. The day after two men from Montgomery County drowned, there is a ban on entering the waters of San Luis Pass at the western end of Galveston Island. The request from the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office was approved by county commissioners, stating the pass is notorious for dangerous undercurrents that have claimed many lives who have ignored caution signs posted in the area. Strict enforcement is planned of no swimming and fishing. Penalties for the Class C misdemeanor includes a fine of between $25 and $500. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It is 78 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Oh, by the way, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A return to more in the way of sunshine than cloudiness over the next several days. That means the hot temperatures return as well. Today, partial sun. We're going to touch 95 to near 100. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine Saturday. Temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Otaro Alaka and Connor Lamphere weigh in on fall training camp as well as the upcoming Aggie football season. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers are heading to the next round of the playoffs after defeating the Texarkana Twins last night. And Tiger Woods agreed to plead guilty to reckless driving charges in response to his DUI charges in May. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was medication.
Yeah.
It's medication.
No alcohol in his system.
It's medication. It's new, you know, new medication. Yeah. All right. Trump. Here we go.
So yesterday he had a little bit to say about Mr. Mitch McConnell. Uh-huh. He said, Senator Mitch McConnell said, I had excessive expectations, but I don't think so. After 7 years of hearing repeal and replace, why has it not been done?
Yeah.
And then he continued this morning, 47 minutes ago, right before the show started. Can you believe that Mitch McConnell, who has screamed repeal and replace for 7 years, couldn't get it done, must repeal and replace Obamacare? And that's where we are. He's retweeted a few Fox and Friends alerts and, you know, kind of boosting up his image, but... Well, that's what he has had to say today.
I mean, I agree. Like, what's going on, you know?
The deal is... You know, when those politicians get inside the Beltway, they get to that deal where, you know, all they do is drink a lot and eat good food that's paid for by other people mm-hmm. and have expectations of how much money you're going to give me so I'll do something for you. I mean, that's what it is. And that's the swamp. That's the swamp. That's what he wants to drain. And the rest of us live in a world where if your boss, which is theoretically the voters, tell you this is your job, then go do your damn job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. It's not that difficult.
It's what you were elected to do.
Don't tell us that President Trump has not been part of this world before. And 7 years is not an excessive expectation. This
No, not at all.
Look, he needs to go sit on the porch, okay? go sit with Jimmy Carter and just get on the porch. In the meantime, because there's plenty of other stuff going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
So Paul Manafort, who was a campaign manager for the Trump campaign, voluntarily in front of a Senate panel while the FBI is raiding his house.
A spokesman for Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, confirms an FBI search following a report in the Washington Post detailing an early morning raid at Manafort's Alexandria, Virginia home on July 26th. Manafort has been the subject of an investigation about dealings with Ukraine and work for that country's former president. The Washington Post reports the FBI search was part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling. Manafort has denied any wrongdoing. His spokesman says he has consistently cooperated with law enforcement.
I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah.
And they do that, and yet, oh, I forget the lady's name. She was a senator from New York.
Okay.
And she had 33,000 emails that disappeared from her server.
I forget her name.
And
it's early. It's
it is. Yeah. And the FBI decided they weren't going to investigate any of that.
Yeah, because of like intent or something, right?
Yeah. Something like I forget her name. But anyhow, that's fine. So then they go ahead and raid that guy's house. We'll see how that goes. And then, of course, there's North Korea.
North Korea dismissing that warning.
On state
TV, a newsreader saying the North Korean army is developing a plan to fire four ballistic missiles towards Guam, landing around 20 miles off the coast, likely to be just outside U.S. territorial waters. A statement says the plan will be ready by mid-August and then sent to leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea also mocking President Trump, the head of the country's missile forces calling the president senile and saying his talk of fire and fury was a load of nonsense. Simon Owen, Fox News.
I mean, mid-August is like 5 days away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
When I read, moving quickly.
When I read that, I was like, mid-August, you mean like tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So they're making fun of our president. Okay.
Like, yeah, because that guy sounded normal.
Yeah, yeah. He did, didn't he?
He sounded very upset.
Why can't we have news readers like that?
Right? Chelsea?
I'll try harder.
No, no, that's okay. No, not you. No, national people. That's fine. We don't, because, I mean, we have some spectacular news every once in a while, but, you know, the national people have that all the time, so they ought to do that. But true. I hate...
But if I get something really exciting, you'll be the first to know.
I'd love to hear Chelsea or Bill or somebody, you know, like News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, exactly. All right, once again, if you have a friend, remind them that it's pronounced Guam. You don't want them to...
Juam.
Yeah.
I mentioned that my mom was actually born there. Yeah. We used to have a conversation because she used to say, what do you call people from Guam? You know, like Guamish?
Guamets? Guamish.
Guami like bears? What do you call them?
Guami bears. That's epic. I like that. Yeah, that's great.
That would be very good. Okay, so then there's Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson walking back some comments that he made early yesterday on a Chicago radio station, implying that Arizona's Senator John McCain's brain cancer played a role in his vote against Obamacare.
You can't really mess with people's health. It's going to kill them.
Said, I'm disappointed I didn't more eloquently express my sympathy.
Bet you are.
Yeah, because he really didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, there were some people on Twitter when all that happened that just got nasty. And I thought, what?
Well, what he had said in the interview was he has a brain tumor right now. That vote occurred at 1:30 in the morning. Oh. Some of that might have been a factor. Yeah, I probably ought not to say that.
Right.
Anyhow, so he's walked back from that. Heck, and we haven't even talked about Austin, but there's plenty going on over there. They're seeing, it's kind of like we just realized mid-August is about to be here. They're seeing that the special session is just about over. We may have to do something about that.
Yep.
Anyhow, so we'll be talking to him this morning about 8:30.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us don't have 40 hours a week to spend in our landscapes. It's not that it wouldn't be a nice option. We just can't make our livings out there. As a result, we need to plan things so we'll spend most of our outdoor time doing things that reward us best. Gardening is, after all, the best hobby in the world. Don't mess it up correcting mistakes you've made at the outset. Gardening should be less work, more fun. I'll be back with details after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You want to start every gardening activity with a very good plan. Think things through, whether you're building a deck or merely planting a tree. Consider the long-term implications of your addition and make sure it's compatible with your overall plans. Know each plant's mature size and growth form and be certain you've allowed adequate space. Good landscapes start with good soil preparation. Whether you're dealing with a heavy clay or a sandy soil, organic matter will be the best amendment. If you're preparing soil for small shrubs, ground covers, or annual and perennial flowers, rototill several inches of a blend of compost, pine bark mulch, Canadian sphagnum peat moss, and rotted manure into the soil. Trees and large shrubs will have to cope with your native soils eventually, so do no heroic soil preparation for them. Choose plant species that typically don't have problems. Ask your nurseryman as you're shopping to steer you away from plants that are prone to problems. There are hundreds of great options out there that don't involve all those threats. Concentrate on them. Larger plants will have a better chance of surviving in their new home, so you want to go with those. Shrubs planted from 5-gallon containers, for example, will have deeper root systems, so they'll be less likely to suffer from summertime drought than 2-gallon counterparts. As for trees, large 20 and 50 to 200-gallon container-grown trees are ideal. You get all of their roots, so they suffer no transplant shock. They'll be less likely to die when summer's heat rolls back into town next year. Sometimes, however, you need the size that a bald and burlap tree brings, and sometimes the type you want simply isn't available in large containers. Again, know your nurseryman. Deal with a local pro. Avoid formal pruning. That's the big tip of the day. We make so much extra work when we start clipping plants into unnatural shapes. Choose plants whose mature sizes and growth forms fit particular spaces, and then let them grow on their own. Sure, you'll need to do minor pruning and shaping, but always do it with an eye toward a natural look. Plan your color carefully. You can do it very effectively in small beds and in containers in strategic spots. You don't have to have large beds. Focus your color near entryways and around patios. You can get a lot of bang for your buck. I'm Neil Sperry, Garden Seating in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, it was a full pads workout for the Aggie football team yesterday as the guys took to the Coolidge grass fields for fall training camp. Among the 7 returning starters on defense for the Aggs is junior linebacker Otaro Alaka, who says he feels pretty confident about this year.
Well, I've been here for 3 years. You know, I've had a couple of injuries, but right now I feel great. My body feels great, and I feel like I know the defense well enough to where it should be a great year for me. That's just how I feel.
Also returning to the field is junior Connor Lamphere. The 6'6", 310-pound offensive lineman is coming back from an injury and should play a leading role on the O-line this season.
There were some discouraging days. You know, I just didn't feel as strong as I used to be. And, you know, it was hard to get through those times. But ultimately, you know, just kept my nose down, kept plugging away at it, and came back to where I am now, and I'm feeling good.
The Aggs face UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd at 6:30 in California, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers are one step closer to claiming their 5th straight TCL championship after defeating the Texarkana Twins 6-1 last night to advance to the 2017 TCL championship. Skip Trey Porras is proud of his pitching staff.
From the top to bottom, the pitching staff did really well tonight. I love seeing a guy like Jesse Phelps come in there and after having a great summer and contribute here with us on the Bombers. And Ross really threw well. Chase really threw well. Two guys we've leaned on as starters a ton, but were able to come out of the pen and answer the call.
The Bombers next face the Acadiana Canecutters matters tonight in the championship round on the road for the first game of the series. Game 2 will be played at Nutrabolt along with Game 3 if necessary for a best-of-three series. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. with broadcast on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, Tim Anderson homered and drove in three runs. Miguel Gonzalez tossed eight strong innings, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Houston Astros 7-1 last night, their second straight win over the team with the best record in the AL. Here's Astros skip A.J. Hinch on Gonzalez.
He's kind of the definition of a pitcher. He uses all of his stuff. He moves it around. He doesn't miss in the middle. Initiates soft contact. When he did hit the ball hard, they made some good plays. So, just a night where he used all his pitches pretty effectively.
The Astros look to avoid the sweep against the Sox tonight in Chicago. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in New York, Martin Perez allowed three hits over eight innings. Joey Gallo hit his 32nd home run, and the Texas Rangers beat the New York Mets 5-1 for a two-game split. After a night off tonight for the Rangers, the Stros travel to Arlington for a three-game Texas showdown. First pitch tomorrow night is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL,
on third down at the 15 of Carolina, Watson in the gun, gets the snap. Watson looking, Watson scrambling to the right, Watson running across the 10, the 5, Watson to the end zone, touchdown Texans!
Deshaun Watson shined in his NFL preseason debut, completing 15 of 25 passes for 179 yards and running for a score, but the Houston Texans lost to the Carolina Panthers 27-17. Regardless, Coach Bill O'Brien was pretty pleased with Watson's outing.
Yeah, he's a smart player. He's an instinctive player. First game out there, I thought he did some good things. You know, it's a big jump, you know, big jump from college to the NFL, and I thought he handled it pretty well.
The Texans' next preseason game is Saturday, August 19th, when the Patriots visit NRG Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. And a Florida prosecutor says Tiger Woods has agreed to plead guilty to reckless driving and will enter a diversion program that will allow him to have his record wiped clean if he completes it. Woods was charged with driving under the influence in May when he was found asleep in his Mercedes-Benz, apparently under the influence of a prescription painkiller and sleeping medication. No alcohol was found in his system. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. I see dealer for details.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
About a minute, Jill. News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, officials in the NFL, now they've gotten to the point where they are personalities and celebrities. I don't know. But,
yeah,
you know
people know
are.
Their faces.
Well, and Red Cashin was that way, the way he said first down. You know, that was a trademark type thing. But the deal is these people have other jobs. And every once in a while, the broadcasters would tell you what their jobs were. But the idea is that they want to remain basically anonymous. So for a long time, they've talked about having full-time officials in the NFL, and now they're going to.
Okay.
NFL says that they'll be hiring 21, between 21 and 24 full-time employees for the 2017 season.
Oh, wow.
They'll have additional duties working for the league in the off-season. Move likely to quell the ongoing criticism of officiating in the league, as well as increasing consistency and communication. I guess if they're all in the office all the same time,
right,
that would make sense.
They can all make the same mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you know, and I think Red continued to do work with the NFL because he became a supervisor and an observer of officials for a while. But still, that was not a full-time position.
Right.
So apparently they're going to do that.
We'll Interesting.
See. Yeah, and let's find out how much money they're going
right.
to be making.
Yeah.
All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Hot and really uncomfortable. I mean, just is. We're going to be in the upper 90s. We understand that. But heat index today, 106. Heat index tomorrow, probably 109. So plan accordingly, okay? Weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. 7 o'clock, first in news, weather and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.